Merry Christmas, Bill.
Merry Christmas.
Who's that?
It's everybody from Grace Episcopal.
Oh, everybody from Grace Episcopal. Merry Christmas. Welcome to our home on this Christmas morning. I'm so glad to see you all and glad that you are here with us.
Hey, I got you a present.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, can I unwrap it now?
Yeah.
Oh, yay! Merry Christmas! I love presents. Oh, it's a book! I love books! Books are full of words, and words make up stories, and stories help us have meaning in our lives. I love books. Thank you so much. Oh, this is beautiful. It's the Nativity story. That's great. Perfect timing, Christmas morning, to hear the Nativity story. I can't wait to hear it. I think it's broken. What's it? Isn't it supposed to do something?
Yeah, honey, you have to read it. You're supposed to read the book.
Oh, I have to read it, of course, for the story to work. For the words to make the story, I have to read the story, of course. That's so silly. Of course I do. All right, so I'll read the story.
That's good. Honey, you want to read it out loud?
Oh, read the story out loud, because in order for you to hear the story, the words in the story, for them to make sense to you, I have to read them out loud. Of course I do. I'm sorry. Grace Episcopal, would you like to hear the Nativity story this morning? I could read it out loud to you so that you can hear the words. Yeah, I think I will. All right, this is the story of Jesus's birth called the Nativity. In the days of Herod the king, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, Hail, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled. The angel said, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Thou shalt bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. They're having tea and there's a chicken. There is Mary growing bigger with Jesus. It came to pass that Caesar Augustus decreed that all of the world should be taxed, everyone in his own city. It's Mary getting on the donkey. So Joseph went from Nazareth to the city of Bethlehem with Mary, his wife, being great with child. There they all arriving. And so it was that while they were there, the day came that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, baby Jesus, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. There they are holding baby Jesus. And more chickens. I knew it. There were in the same country shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. When lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, Fear not, for I bring you tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. When the angels were gone, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go into Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And behold, there came wise men to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star and are come to worship him." And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it stood over where the young child was. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The wise men departed into their own country, and the shepherds also returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. And the child was called Jesus, which was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The end. That's the story of the birth of Jesus. Beautiful. Thank you, Bill, for such a beautiful gift.
So there's another gift that's under the tree.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. Who is that from?
Well, it was given to our family.
Oh, a family. Whoa. This is it's another book. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. Okay, so here we go. Just kidding. I get it. In order for the words to have meaning, we have to read them to each other. John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. That is what we celebrate today on Christmas, that the Word that gives our life meaning on this day became flesh in Jesus. The Word of God has meaning for us as Christians because the Word became flesh in Jesus, and we have been taught by the life of Jesus. And in honoring that life, we too must make the Word flesh in our living, our incarnational faith together. Merry Christmas, Grace Episcopal Church. Blessings on you as you live out this gift of the Word through your faith every day. Peace and blessings. Bye.